Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
Call him every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best, what you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, yes. Wednesday. Who doesn't appreciate and really adore the Wednesday? DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford Group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Lot to do today. Yankees, great win. Mets, awful loss. Aaron Rodgers, a little tender calf. Boston Celtics keep their season alive, and they made my tea too hot this morning.
That's okay. I mean, you'll have another tea later in the day.
Yeah, I know, but this one, like I was bringing it upstairs and it was burning my fingers.
Yeah, but don't bury the lead. You didn't bring the pineapple. I brought the knife. Bad on you. Strike one.
Well, I will say this, and I think you do have reason to feel this way. I looked at the pineapples and the papayas as well, mangoes too, and I thought to myself, what are the odds that he actually brought the knife? Don't love the odds. I believe you did. You don't need to take out, you don't need to brandish the weapon. I believe you brought it. Yeah, you brought it. So here's what we'll do. It's a beautiful knife. Beautiful knife. Keep it here tonight. I will bring a fruit treat tomorrow.
Okay? Well, I can't trust you now.
What do you mean you can't trust me?
Well, because I know Tuesday. I know you. Tuesday, no parking. You go lot, no fruit.
Well, I don't go anywhere near the fruit guy when I
right,
park in the lot.
So I know this. Right. I know your schedule now. Okay. So Wednesday, I just figured because you promised it. Bring the knife. I did, because that's the kind of guy I am. I'm
all right,
a team
listen,
guy.
What do you want me to do? I'll take the L on this one, and tomorrow I'll bring a nice piece of fruit.
How about Raymond swinging it, by the way, early in the show?
What
with Raymond? The Fakakta intern.
Oh, yeah. He sends him out for a bagel.
You guys want anything? Raymond just sent me to go get him a bagel.
Yeah, how about that?
Wow.
Did you have him going for any specific kind? You want, like, cream cheese or a buttered bagel, Ray?
No, very basic.
Really? Now, did he ask you guys want anything, or were you like, hey, intern, I'm ready for a bagel?
Yeah, it's exactly what I said.
It's exactly what he did. 2 days running the show by himself. RJ dealing with the COVID was
That's
gone.
Right. RJ, back today.
Back today.
Say good morning, RJ. People have missed you tremendously. Say good morning to the people.
Oh, I'm back. Thank you for all you did in my absence, specifically Raymond. I appreciate you guys still making fun of me, made everything feel normal. And,
it was easier, too, because there was no repercussions that you were going to fire back.
And it's good to be back.
Well, we're thrilled.
We missed
honestly,
you.
We're thrilled to have you back. We hope you're feeling okay. Are you feeling okay?
Feel good. Feel good. Ready to go.
Good. That's good news.
He always looks good. See, that's why you can't tell with RJ, because his hair always looks great. He always looks good. Yankees won, so he's got a big smile on his face.
You stay up for the whole thing last night, RJ?
I did, but I'd be lying if I didn't tell you I was just kind of starting to doze. It was time.
Glad you were struggling. With one out, ninth inning, two outs to play with, Aaron Judge comes to the plate, and your eyes are shutting on you?
At that point, I was back awake. What actually woke me back up was the bunt situation.
That was nice.
That frustrated me.
That was horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. But you make fun of the Yankees. I mean, look at the Mets. You destroy them.
Oh, no, we'll destroy them. Yeah, it was I don't know how you want to explain it. I mean, it was two, it was back-to-back attempts. I understood the first one. But, I mean, it was a curious decision.
It was an awful decision.
So Torres, they hold up Torres at third.
Right.
He got an awesome, awesome read on the Rizzo bloop. And then for some reason, they decided if I were to ask you who's got the best bat control on the New York Yankees.
He's right up there.
Top of the list would probably be DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah.
And they go back-to-back bunt attempts.
The first one I honestly had no issue with, because I think it catches them by surprise. But once you've basically warned them, hey,
yeah, but he's done it twice since 2019.
I understand
that. He has two sack bunts since 2019.
And the second one was awful. Was a horrendous. Awful. He was out. I mean, Torres was. It wasn't close. It was shocking.
Yeah, it wasn't even
like
close.
It was such an easy play. Like pitchers, like wait, I have all this time. I'll just flip it over. We'll tag him out. But let's not bury the lead. And I've said this to you in the past. And I think you, I know, scoff, be like, well, you can't really. Firstly, the on an 0-2 pitch to throw that.
Well, to hang a splitter. To throw the splitter.
It was a cookie, is what it was.
Well, that's because of what happened with the first at bat. Torres did not have a great at bat. I mean, the one swing that Gleyber Torres had in the ninth, like
the
emergency swing.
Yeah, at least he fouled it off.
Right, he fouled it off, but it wasn't a great at bat. But I mean, when you can throw, I mean, you're throwing the ball that hard, you throw a sinker that hard, and he has Judge 0-2, and then he decides to go with the splitter and he hung it. I mean, that's just Aaron Judge is the best player in baseball.
Yeah, but my point was is that I don't know that I'm. And especially going to give him that on 0-2, but I don't know that I'm ever going to give him anything all that good to hit.
You wouldn't think. I mean, especially without having Stanton in the lineup.
When do we get there? When do we get there where it's like I'm not giving him anything legitimate to
hit?
Well,
I think when Rizzo slows down. I mean, that's the other thing, too. You got to remember. I mean, Anthony Rizzo right now is...
Right.
Dude, I mean, look what Anthony Rizzo is doing. Look at his batting average, and this can't be just the shift.
I think the shift helps
him
quite
a bit.
Well,
I think it helps him, too. But to go from where he was at this year, he's at 310 now.
I understand. But I think the shift probably gives him 30, 40 points.
Okay, but still.
Yeah, even if it's in 270, you'd be thrilled.
Right.
From
so
Anthony
he's
Rizzo.
Over, I mean, he's 310 at three hits last night, playing great defense. Right? He made that great scoop on a Volpe throw that wasn't great. So, yeah, I mean, this is on a game where Gerrit Cole doesn't pitch well against the team you're chasing. You're down four zip.
Right. And then you're down 5-4.
And you find a way to make it all the way back.
It's a hell of a win from the Yankees. Here's Aaron Judge on the surge his team is currently on.
I think overall, just guys having better, you know, I talked about it a couple days ago, but just guys having better approaches and better plans going up to the plate. You know, I feel like up and down the lineup, guys are just committed to their plan and sticking to it. You know, no matter if we get down early, you know, we got our ace on the mound and they were able to put up four runs there. You know, we could have kind of cashed it in and got ready for the next game, but you know, we answered right back and just through and through when you got nine guys doing that, sticking to their plan, having great plans. You know, we had some great at-bats, you know, Jake Bauer's coming up and having that big at-bat for us. You know, it's fun to be a part of, fun to watch, that's for sure.
This guy really is a
special
player.
Well, he's fun to watch.
Yeah, he's awesome.
You know what my father-in-law said to me last night as he was in his, and he was crying because the Rays got absolutely demolished.
I'd rather lose like that than lose a heartbreaker 5-4.
But you understand where he's from. He's not from Tampa. I mean, he's from Staten Island.
So how is he a Rays fan?
Because he's been there for 40 years.
Yeah, but he moved down there when he was how old?
30?
So you should really have your teams ingrained
well, I know,
in who you
but
are.
What happens is he's such a big-time sports fan that he's got season tickets to all these teams. He had, I mean, to the Lightning, to the
Who did he grow
Bucks.
Up rooting for, though?
He's a Mets. Mets guy.
So he went Mets to Rays?
Well, it's different leagues.
So I he still likes the Mets, though?
Yeah, he does. I think if it was a National League team that he would have a problem with it. But because it's an American League team and he doesn't necessarily like the Yankees, he decided to go on with the Rays. So he's crying. Oh, my God, this... I'm like, dude, relax, would you please? And he gets all upset. The first thing he says to me, though, as we're watching that game, when Judge hits the home run, he goes, could you imagine what this Yankees team would be without Aaron Judge?
Without Aaron, if he would have signed with the Giants? No.
What is this team without Aaron Judge?
Well, I mean, they're not competing for a World Series.
No chance. No chance.
They're a playoff team. They're a playoff team.
I don't know.
You think that they go from being...
I mean, look what Aaron Judge has done. I mean, he's...
You don't have to sell me on Aaron Judge. Guy is
second half of last season.
But I still think they're a playoff team.
I don't
team.
Know about that.
Really?
In this
so
division
you think,
now?
You think they go...
Tampa, Toronto, and Baltimore in this division without Aaron Judge.
All right, couple things.
In the middle
and
of that
Baltimore.
Lineup. I just said Baltimore.
Oh, I didn't hear Baltimore. I heard Toronto.
In the middle of this lineup. Dude, you'd have to really think about it.
Couple things. Firstly, Baltimore is... I don't know that they're legit, that they can really win this year, but they are on the verge of becoming a real problem.
That's right.
Secondly, I can't stand Toronto.
Hate Toronto.
Because they've done nothing, but they act like they're the 2001
yeah, they're,
Yankees.
They're Major League Baseball's Memphis Grizzlies right now, is what
yeah,
they are.
It's a good point. Yes. Excellent. You know what? Pat yourself on the back. That's a nice point. And thirdly, your father-in-law is still with you?
Yeah, no, they're not going anywhere. I'm holding them hostage.
Is it ever too much?
Never. Never too much.
I mean, they've been with you for how long?
A couple weeks.
Most people... After a few weeks with their in-laws, would be ready to drive off the road.
No, we love having them. They're very helpful. Cassie's mother is amazing.
Is she as lovely as Doc?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, she's the best.
You like her better than him?
No, I like them both. I love them both. Love them.
You adore them.
And the best thing about Cassie is she's kind of got like the right mix of both. She's got the...
Does she whine when her teams don't do well?
Yes, but she's very similar to her dad, but she is like all the greatest parts of her mom she has. So it's like the perfect...
That's nice.
Perfect mix, yeah.
Kids love having them around.
Love it. Although Rocco's not too happy right now because Cass's mom is... She doesn't take any crap from nobody.
So she's a tough one.
Oh, yeah.
And so right he doesn't get away with some of the stuff he can typically get away with.
Well, he's being a pain with the whole potty training thing. First two, no problem. Like, no accidents, nothing.
He's over two now.
Yeah, but he can do it. But he, for some reason,
now...
He
doesn't want to.
Well, yeah. Like, he just decides, you know what? Oh, I got a pull-up on?
He'll go there.
Where'd he go? And he comes back, oh, I did poop. I'm like, what? You knew you had to poop. The toilet's right here.
Didn't care.
Doesn't go again. M&M, that doesn't work. And she just gets...
You play M&M for him, and sometimes that...
Oh, no, yeah. Lose yourself in the moment? Yeah. No, we give him M&M's.
Oh, you give him M&M's.
Yeah, if he does
it. As like a treat.
Yes, he does it. And now she's just had enough.
So she's coming down on him.
Oh, yeah. She's like, oh, those toys? See ya.
You know who's good, too? Volpe.
Volpe is good. That was a big-time moment for him. Michael King last night.
Whew, filthy stuff.
Awesome.
Filthy stuff.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And then, I mean, Bader has just been, since he's been back, I mean...
Made another one of those catches last night. Home run. I mean, he's terrific.
Yeah, he's been exactly the kind of energy spark that they've needed. And you look at that outfield. I mean, with him in center and Judge and Wright.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
It's a good baseball team. You know, it's funny, though. All of a sudden, and I don't know if you feel like this, the Yankees have gone from, uh-oh. Like, what's going to happen? Are we going to get in? There's real problems, too. This is going to be the best team in baseball.
Well, we always thought they were going to get in. It's, I mean, would they have a chance of...
But it feels like the script has flipped to the point where people are now, like, really bullish on the Yankees.
Well, they could be a scary team.
Oh, of course they, I mean, look they always could be a scary team.
But look where they're getting back, though, too, though. I mean, that's, again, remember when you asked me the question a couple weeks ago, which team, when both teams are struggling, which team are you more concerned about? And I think we both said the Mets. Because when you look at the Mets, their lineup was whole. And they were anemic. The Yankees, at least you could say... We got no Stanton.
Right. Don't sell me on Donaldson.
Okay, well, he's going to be everyday third baseman, but at least he lengthens the lineup, right? And LeMahieu, you can use however you want. Second, first,
Rodon,
whatever you want
to
do. And you're going to get Canely? Loaisiga?
Potentially.
Rodon?
Yep.
I mean, you're talking about...
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't seen your biggest...
You haven't been whole.
No, but your biggest offseason acquisition, you haven't seen him yet.
Which is unbelievable.
Clark Schmidt? See ya. And now your rotation...
Schmidt
you're going,
tonight, right? No, Cortez, then Schmidt tomorrow.
You're going Cole, Cortez, Seve, Rodon, Herman. That's your five.
Yeah, it's good. That's real good. It's real good. But you know what? This division's real good.
Yeah, but that team, I mean, with Aaron Judge playing the way Aaron Judge... With Rizzo playing the way he's playing.
But how important that is. We know they're going to get in. We've known they were going to get in. Even as bad as it got at one point this season, we never doubted they were going to get in. Doesn't matter what you do from now until October 1. What matters for this team is what they do in October.
Which is kind of crappy if you think about it.
Well, that's
the Yankees. I know, but it's so much easier if we're talking, you know, NFL, right? It's one game a week. It's only 17 games, right? 18 weeks, 17 games, where it's like, okay, I mean, it's not 162. It's not every single day. So it's like you come in and you're trying to, like, have all this passion for a game on a Tuesday night. If you're a Yankees fan, it's like, well, it's a great win. Garrett Cole didn't have his best stuff. We're down
4-0. No, he was not good.
We're down 4-0. Doesn't look good. Judge hits a 0-2
down
solo
home run.
To
two outs left, right?
Right, two outs, down to your final strike. I don't know if it was your final strike. No, you got two outs left, down 0-2. He hits the home run. But it's like, yeah, all this is great. But when it's all said and done, this team is going to be judged on what happens in the playoffs.
That's right.
Can they hit in the playoffs?
If Baltimore wins that game, that's a, wow, you know, huge moment, and you don't think about the postseason. Yankees win that game, it's awesome. But what does it mean when you get to October?
Yankees lose that game, and I mean, the real focus would be on Garrett Cole.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, first...
Aaron Judge saved Garrett Cole and that stupid bunt from LeMahieu.
Yeah, but think about this. So Garrett Cole, in his first seven, and he was awesome... No home runs. What was the biggest problem with Garrett Cole last season was the home runs.
Yeah, ton
okay.
of them.
Last four starts, he's given up 6 home runs.
It's a problem.
First seven starts, 7 earned runs. Last four starts, 12 earned runs. Well, just listen, it's the ebbs and flows of a season.
I get it.
Garrett Cole's a stud.
I'm not going to kill him, but no, he was not good, and that's a big game last night.
Well, but yeah, but if you can, I mean, you know there's going to be games. We always talk about it, right? You get 30 starts.
All right, 10 are not good, 10 are great, 10
so
you have to find
if you can steal a win on one of the 10 he doesn't have it, good for you. Against the team that you're chasing?
Yeah.
It's a great one.
Orioles are going to be a problem. 1-800-919-3776. I know I told you we're going to Philadelphia and Baltimore this weekend. Did I tell you we're going to the Orioles game on Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Orioles-Rangers.
Nice. Remember I said your Rangers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
You don't pay attention to me.
No, you know what it is?
It's sad.
It is, I'm
so locked into everything about you. I care for you. I bring in knives.
Oh, we're going to see four schools. Where are we going?
Serrated Princeton.
We're going to see four schools. Where are we going?
Princeton first. Okay. New Jersey's going to be Princeton.
One.
You only told me two. You told me Princeton.
Well, if you know me so well.
Earlham.
Then you told me, I think you only told me Princeton.
Penn.
You didn't tell me Penn.
Johns Hopkins.
Nope.
Swarthmore.
You didn't tell me any of those.
Those are the four.
Nazareth to Bone.
Now you know.
That's a nice choice.
Yeah.
It's got to be smart, though. Penn's big time school.
Yeah, I think Princeton is a tremendous reach, but we figure we're going to be down on that way.
Why not check it out?
And you know what? Let's see some schools and see what it's all about.
Take advantage.
You know, we have a nice long weekend.
You got a beautiful Mercedes.
So, but I don't understand why you come down on the Mercedes.
Because it's Fakakta. Because I don't know what you did. You got a deal on it because you don't have all the bells and whistles. I don't know what happened.
I don't need Sirius.
It seems like standard, though.
Well, it's not.
Wait to see my Bronco, by the way.
I can't wait to see the Bronco.
I got it yesterday.
Oh, nice. Did you drive it in today?
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Yeah?
See the looks I get at the lights?
Really?
Well, okay, because first of all, it's matte. It's the matte black. But then you look at the rims, and it's like they got this blue accent that almost looks like LED lights. Like, it looks like they're like...
They think you're a celebrity.
No.
They
think I have tremendous taste.
And wealth.
And then you open the door.
Which is true.
And then you open the door and you got the all black leather with the blue stitching that matches the rims. Sick.
Don't get too attached.
I know, dude, I'll tell you.
It's going to be like if you get a puppy and then it's like you're
gonna give it away.
Only for 2 months. So don't get too attached.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
An opportunity to win the beautiful Bronco you're driving around from All-American Ford.
I think beautiful is probably an understatement. I'm not even joking. I've had plenty of cars. And this one, as far as the look of it, especially you get this thing during the summer. You take the top off of this thing and you're rolling around.
Just be careful you don't become too attached.
You're getting looks.
Don't become too attached.
No, I'll be fine.
You want to hear something cool?
Yeah.
Mike Trout hit a home run last night.
Mm-hmm.
Passes Joe DiMaggio.
Wow. If I was Mike Trout, I would be like, get me out of.
362 career home runs.
And it's gorgeous out there, but like, come on. Like, he's way too good they're not, be on a team that not just
awful
doesn't
this
compete
year, though.
Yeah, but they don't compete for anything.
Yeah, and they have the two best. I mean, you could argue they have, well, not the
they
two
have
best,
two of the top. They have
two of the top five players in baseball.
Maybe the top three players in baseball.
Maybe Acuña's pretty good too.
Like, right?
Yeah,
he's awesome.
If, okay, right now draft. You can have any one player in baseball. Who are you taking?
You see how much money Acuña makes?
Nothing.
I know.
So what happens when you wrap guys up?
Well, I think you'd have to take Ohtani just because he does both.
All right, so you take an Ohtani. I agree.
And then probably Acuña.
Two. Over Judge.
Well, like, I mean, Acuña. Look at him. I mean, he could steal.
Listen, you don't. I'm just talking. You don't have to sell me on
defensively
Acuña.
Great. Got power.
Speed.
And speed and can steal bases. The Aaron Judge leadership thing, though, does play a factor in my thinking.
The power is prodigious. Carried that team.
He does carry the team.
Carried them last year down the stretch. So Acuña two or Judge two?
If I'm taking age, money, and everything into account, I would probably say Acuña. Like if we're taking everything.
Age, yes.
Financially, dude, I mean, the deal he signed.
Yeah, it's silly.
Like the fact that the Braves were able to get him done.
All right, so if you take all that into account, so you're going Judge three, Trout four?
Yeah, just because Trout has dealt with injuries. But even last year being hurt, what, he had 40 home runs?
Yeah, he missed a considerable amount of time, so he hit 40 home runs.
Yeah, he's
who
awesome.
Else, who else is any of the Padres, Goldschmidt? I'm trying to think.
Well, Soto fell off the map somehow. I don't know what the hell happened to Soto.
They're terrible.
I have no idea what happened to him. No, I wouldn't put
Arenado. I'm just naming names.
Goldschmidt's great.
Guerrero.
Who else? Go through
Pete,
the teams.
Pete hit another one last night, huh?
18. He's got crazy power.
Crazy power.
Crazy power.
You know
power.
What I'm sick of? I'm sick of people giving him a hard time for being a little awkward or whatever you want to call it. Like, and I don't care. Like, oh, the way he's reacting. You know what? The guy has emotion. He's got energy. He's got passion. So here's what I've gathered. If you celebrate, but you don't celebrate the way people like it, now you get run over the coals. If you don't celebrate, now you have no emotion and no passion. Like, what? So he doesn't celebrate the way you consider it to be normal? You know, good for him. I'm
yeah,
so
I have no
sick
problem
of it.
Listen, I have no problem with it. I mean, is he awkward sometimes?
Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, he's awkward. But, I mean, I've been in plenty of locker rooms with guys like that. You just get a chance to see it. Like the hump in the, you know, hump in the dugout and everything else. Like he's a goofy guy.
But at least you think he cares?
Of course. You know he cares.
You know he cares.
You know
would
he
you
cares.
Rather have that or a guy that you know, Gary Sanchez, who dogs it all the time?
I'm all set with Gary Sanchez.
Already.
I'm pretty
imagine,
sure.
Imagine
my,
how the Yankees fans felt about him.
My text message to the group last night.
That was a lot. It was a lot.
It was aggressive.
It was a lot. RJ, did you not feel like
here's the tip. Stop eating pizzas, fatty.
And Raymond, yeah. did you not feel like his text message to the group? I mean, it was, we were, you know, Raymond just swallowed up Yankees tickets. I mean, does anybody want Yankees tickets? And Raymond's like, I'll take them. Do you want two or four? All of them.
Well, all of them. Because he's got people.
Yeah, I'll take all of them.
He's got people he wants to bring.
But on the heels of that, all of a sudden, there was just you know, vulgar text about Gary Sanchez on the group chat.
Why is he catching? Why? We know what he is defensively.
I don't know.
He's awful.
I don't know.
He's bad. Did you see him try to catch the foul ball?
Why do you think this guy's been on every major league team?
Exactly right.
Because he's just not that good.
Yeah, and we have a guy that we all like that has, I mean, he's progressively gotten better.
After an off day.
Now he's getting hit.
Please.
Buck is concerned.
Please. Please.
He's been hit with the bat too many times.
Please. Raymond, did you not find that group chat text to be a little troubling?
I don't know if troubling's the right word because, you know, we've kind of become accustomed to Rick being vulgar at times. But listen, I understand where he's coming from. It's a very frustrating situation if you're a Met fan. He clearly doesn't care for Gary Sanchez at all. He's made that very clear.
You know what's happened, and I don't know when we got here, is you're like Rick's apologist.
It's because I'm very nice to him.
But
this is what happens
to
some people.
That's really true.
You view that as being an apologist?
I think whatever Rick has said recently, you've been very defensive of it.
I don't know. I don't view that as defensive.
Oh,
though.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of trying to approach it logically.
RJ, were you not just like kind of overtaken, overwhelmed a little bit with the aggressive nature of that text last night?
Yeah, I thought it was a lot.
Like out of nowhere.
Especially given the context that came before. We're talking about, you know, doing something nice for Raymond and this and that. And then it's like bleep, bleep, bleep.
I'm totally
guys like Gary Sanchez
I
really drive me crazy. I'm just telling you right now, guys. I play with guys like him. Guys like Gary Sanchez drive me crazy. That are that talented and don't put in the appropriate work
this
to get
which
better.
Which would have been fun. Just put that. He frustrates me because he's so talented, and it's you know
that's how I showed you my frustration. Just I wanted you to feel.
It's just like shot out of a cannon.
Well, I got him, and I got Vogel back. What good is Vogelback if he has no power at that size?
I can't even take him
anymore.
Because
he walks and then what? Clogs the bases? He can't run.
I can't even watch him play baseball.
Like, he hit the ball to center field. My father-in-law goes, oh, that's out. I'm like, no, it's not. Why?
He doesn't hit home runs.
Because it's Daniel Vogelback. He's got no power.
Yeah.
I got to watch him, and then I got to watch Gary Sanchez behind the plate.
Isn't this Gary Sanchez, like, third stop since March?
So, like, well, okay, he's almost done with baseball.
He was with the Giants for a minute. He was with the Twins, with the Yankees.
And he was in the Dominican League for about 2 weeks.
I mean, now the Mets. He's been all over the place.
So at some point, you got to stop being mad at Gary and be mad at the people who make the decision.
I'm mad
to put
at all
there.
Of it. We were trying to catch lightning in a bottle, and meanwhile, I got my young catcher who's actually playing good baseball
after
right
an
now,
off day
and doesn't look overwhelmed on the bench.
And it's not like you could say, well, the matchup. They're both right-handed, and he had no numbers against Smiley, so it makes no sense.
Smiley pitched well for them, too.
This is a good one. Ricky the Chai guy. How about Mookie Betts on your list?
Yeah, Mookie Betts.
Freddie Freeman,
Mookie Betts. Freeman older, so I mean, I'm putting age. You got to put all of it into it.
Okay.
Alvarez, he's got to be on the list.
What Alvarez?
Is it not? No, not Alvarez. Jordan.
Oh, Jordan Alvarez.
Yeah, what do you mean, what Alvarez?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
what do you mean?
Mets?
What other Alvarez? Animal.
Don't yell at me.
Julio Rodriguez.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good.
He does everything.
Have you looked at Jared Kelnick's numbers lately?
Yeah. Last I saw, he had like 9 home runs.
He's got 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got 10. But still, you do that. I mean, Diaz is awesome.
Yeah, it was the right move. Yeah. Let's go to some calls. 1-800-919-3776. Cullum in the Bronx. Good morning, Cullum.
Oh, good morning, David, Ricardo. Shout out to the company. I wanted to get into a little bit of the Yankee game. It was a great win, a great comeback. The Yankees have been really hot, you know, this last, 15 games or so. You know, Judge is going to do what he does. He's phenomenal, like you guys have just mentioned previously. He's easily a top 5, top 3, maybe top 2 player in the league.
But he's better than top 5.
Yes. But I want to just mention with Anthony Rizzo, you know, he's now put himself back into, you know, the best he's been in his career. And it's mainly, to me, it's because there's, you know, the shift has been banned. That's really just helped him out tremendously.
You're right.
To be able to hit. And if he's at that level where he's playing the best he could possibly be and you get Stanton back, and, you know, the other players, Vader is looking like he can be consistent. It's like you guys said, they'll be good, they'll make the playoffs, and we can talk about pitching all day, but the problem for the last 8 years has been the bats have gone cold, and they have to do everything in their power to make sure that they have the best possible lineup going forward into the playoffs. And
I think the most versatile lineup. I think that's important. The versatility of the lineup.
And there's some athleticism in this lineup, which has not been for a long time.
Some speed, there's some athleticism. That's why they bring it down. I mean, that's the other reason why you decided to get rid of Hicks when you traded for Allen.
That being said, I would still have a tremendous fear if I was a Yankees fan that you get to October and this goes silent again.
I think the biggest thing is the health. I mean, the health thing. I mean, I think part of the reason why Aaron Judge did not perform well in the playoffs was probably because he dragged the team single-handedly in the second half on top of every... I mean, can you imagine...
Well, he also broke the home run record.
Well, but that's it, though. Chasing that down.
Right.
Family at every game. You know what I mean?
A lot on his plate.
Yeah, that's a lot.
All right, 1-800-919-3776. More Yankees. We'll get into the Mets. What an awful performance from the Mets last night. McGill was dreadful. Senga on the mound tonight. 1-800-919-3776. And how about Robert Salah said something... Which I can't believe we're here with your Jets.
Oh, I got a list too.
A list?
I got an NFL list.
Really?
Yes.
Are the Giants involved at all?
No.
No, great.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You want to sing?
No, I'm all right.
I don't want to stand in your way.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Good. I just get, I get in a good mood when we're all together.
It is nice. It's nice to have RJ back. Feels like the planets are aligned, doesn't it?
It feels like something's missing.
RJ, how you doing? I want to check in like every half an hour. Just make sure you're okay. Make sure you're hydrated, having your potassium, all that kind of stuff.
Just had my banana.
Uh-huh.
Very good.
What level of banana was it? Good
high.
Banana?
Yeah. High.
No 8. Brown spots?
No. 8, 9 out of 10.
So glad to be back.
He's done well.
Beautiful bananas. Plug and play bananas.
Do you have a talk with him?
No. He doesn't really speak English all that much. We have pleasantries, and then if I ask him about a piece of fruit, it gets confusing.
You at least know the guy's name.
Gladimir.
There you go.
Yeah. We've gotten that far, but that's about the extent of it. Baseball is in full swing, so get tickets to all the action with Vivid Seats. Plus, with basketball and hockey heating up, now is the perfect time to experience a game. Vivid Seats is proud to be the official ticketing partner of ESPN. From on the glass to in the stands, Vivid Seats has great ticket prices to all the games, every crack of the bat, every dribble down the court. Catch it all with Vivid Seats. Download the app or visit vividseats.com today. Vivid Seats, experience it live. Let's get some of these Yankees calls.
Hold on.
All right.
We're going back to the list. Acuna. Who'd I take him? Second?
You took Acuna too.
337, 11 home runs, 14 doubles, 20 stolen bases.
20 steals.
OPS over 1,000.
So guy's going to have 60 plus
OPS
steals.
OPS over 1,000.
Amazing.
The Alvarez who you, for some reason, just think you blacked out. Because, you know who Yordan Alvarez is.
Well, and I said Yordan Alvarez. You said Alvarez. I said who?
Yeah, but why
and you had
who?
No idea.
Well, because you had me confused. Because you're like,
well, how
could
I confuse you?
Because you're supposed to know
everything. Because I'm thinking Francisco's like, boy, you're really that high on him, huh?
Stop.
Well, I got confused. But how did you get reconfused?
Because you looked at me with that look, and it gets me. I'm like, oh, no.
Well, I was like, what?
Am I not saying it right?
I was like, who's Alvarez?
RJ, you know what I mean. Because you have such a, you hold Dave in such high regard.
Well,
if you
I was
say
just
something.
Asking. I wanted clarification. I didn't mean to flummox you.
You're
I was
flummoxed.
Like, what Alvarez? You're like, you.
Why would you know Alvarez?
That guy, Alvarez.
Well, so I'll give you the
why
first
are we
name.
Yelling?
I don't know. Yordan Alvarez, 303, 12 home runs. How about this? 46 RBIs, slugging percentage 612, OPS over 1,000.
Doesn't play the field, though.
No, but he's offensively.
Phenomenal.
Yordan.
You done or you want to continue along?
I'll go through the list for the rest of the show. You want to start going player by player?
So 3 hours, 22 minutes, are you running through the best players in baseball?
Yes.
Really?
You want to?
I don't think
do
you
a podcast.
Go, I don't think
let's
you
do go, a podcast.
No, I don't want to do
baseball
a podcast.
Baseball podcast.
I don't think you could do 3:22 of that.
Of course we could.
All right, go. Who's next?
We've done 7 hours of it. I've done 7 hours straight.
What do you mean 7 hours
and welcome
straight?
Aboard.
I did our show and then I did.
I'm not saying you couldn't do another 4 hours, 5 hours, 7 hours. I'm saying you couldn't do another 3:22 going down the list of the great players in Major League Baseball.
I think we could.
By 8:30, you'd be done and it'd be boring. Go ahead. Who's next?
Who else you want?
I want next.
Who's having a great season? Yandy Diaz. Great season right now. Not on my
no,
list.
No, but I'm talking about players you would, if you had everyone available to draft to put on your team.
I know
team.
Exactly what you're talking about. I mean, Pete Alonso's going to be on the list.
Got to be on the list.
Got to be on the list. 18 home runs. Leads the league.
What is he, 29?
Lauren Balugan.
Plays a great.
Stop it.
Plays a good solid first base.
Yeah, but you don't take him for his.
Hump the hell out of a dugout.
Have
you?
Yeah.
You see that hip thrust?
Be sexual in nature.
It.
That's right.
You saw it.
Get down with OPP. Right?
Other people's players. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I like the emotion. I like it.
Well, I think there's a line. I mean, I think it's what makes him awkward, though, a little bit, is he's the line. What'd you say? I think that's what he needs to find. But every team has these guys. Every team has the guy who kind of, like, I was probably one of these guys that would do crazy stuff like that. I wouldn't do it on the, like, out in the open. But if he needed some origami, maybe. You want some tomato, a little chicken breast?
God. Let's
make traps for people.
Who's traps? Who's next on your list?
We already went over Trout.
Yep.
Who else you want?
I think you're done.
No, I'm not done.
I think so.
Want Acuna, Trout, Mookie
Betts? Brett Rooker? Would you put Brett Rooker on your list?
Mookie Betts?
Mookie Betts, good.
Betts on the list.
Yep.
Paul Goldschmidt?
Very good.
Probably on the list.
You got Arenado on your list.
I do have Arenado on my list.
Here's the problem. You're not even considering Francisco Lindor.
No.
Gets paid like you should.
Well, $341 million, yeah.
Exactly. Gets paid like you should.
I know.
All right, let's go to Matt, Staten Island. Matt wants to chime in on the list. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to say that you guys forgot Bryce Harper. I know he's playing hurt and he's DHing, but I still think he should be considered a top 10 pick if you guys are going off a list like that. And another person I wanted to add was Jose Ramirez, because he's under the radar to being in Cleveland.
You know what the thing is with Ramirez is a great one? Because he's got no help.
No, he's the team.
He has absolutely no help, and he still puts up numbers, which are wow you, right? He's
yeah, because awesome. Offensively they're not. I mean, offensively they're not good.
They're dreadful.
They have no power. I mean, yeah, you're right. That's a good one. Absolutely.
Harper's good too.
Harper's a good one. Yeah, but I mean, the problem is we started with the top five. Like we started opening up to the top 10. Like we said five, and it's Judge, Ohtani, Trout,
yep,
Acuna,
yes. Who's your fifth?
I mean,
those four are pretty much locked down.
You right. Like, yeah, I mean, you would have. I mean, before you would have said Soto before he got traded to San Diego.
Though.
I don't know what the hell happened
Mookie,
to him.
I think I'd go Mookie Betts.
Turn down that much money. Can you imagine turning down that much money?
He'll still get paid, though.
Not like that. He turned down over $400 million from Washington.
What do you think's happened to him?
I have no idea.
I think Betts would be my fifth guy, and I'd be done.
See, that's how, but that's how fragile it is. Seriously, in sports.
It could just...
Like, it just could be
fall
gone.
Fall apart on you, huh?
But in any sport, it could just all of a sudden one day just happen.
Where well, at the top he had of the opportunity game. To take the money. He didn't. He bet on himself, and right now he's losing.
That's a lot of money, though, man.
Let's go to...
Julio Rodriguez has to be... I mean, he's...
RJ, you go in Betts or Julio Rodriguez?
AH, everything, all included.
Betts or Rodriguez?
Probably Rodriguez.
Oh.
He's not having a great start to the season. But.
Yeah, but he does everything.
I mean, Betts is so good every year. Yeah, probably.
Or Kyle Farmer.
No.
No.
Not yet. You would take
what off? About...
How about Vlad Guerrero?
Daniel Vogelbach.
He's right there.
Guerrero gets consideration or no?
After Vogelbach, yes.
The similar body types, those two.
Yeah, but he actually has power.
Right.
Yeah, that fat guy uses his power.
He can do full splits like you've never seen before.
He's awesome.
Like him in a full split is something to be seen.
He is awesome. Let's go to Al in the car. Al, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Just wanted to, number one, thank you guys for making the commute bearable every morning. You guys are the best.
Thank you.
And just want to shout out my brother Joe. He's a huge fan. He's going to be at the live show. He's going to be at the Met game with you guys. So
are you going to be there, Al?
I'm not. I'm getting married at the end of the year, so I can't afford it, unfortunately.
What does that mean? You can't afford but, what?
Well, you're spending all the money on the wedding.
What?
Saving up, man. Saving up, you know?
No. But how much does it cost to get in to watch the show? Nothing. Not a penny.
I don't know, he just told me about it like a couple weeks ago. He was going. He didn't invite me, to be honest. I'm a little salty about it.
That's not nice, Al.
Well, I'm inviting you. I would like to see you there.
Wow, I appreciate it, Dave. You know, I might have to look into it. Maybe I'll see if I can get a better seat than him.
Yeah, or just be honest. Just say, I have no desire to go to the show.
I do have a desire.
But then go.
I'll look into it, I promise. I'm going to look into it. I just wanted to talk to you guys. I saw an interesting article yesterday about Josh Donaldson, how a season ticket holder said at the welcome home dinner that they asked Donaldson, you know, how's the rehab going, how's the injury going. He said that Donaldson said to this fan that he feels the Yankees are putting him on the Ellsbury timeline where they're kind of just keeping him away from the team. And I've just been loving the lineup I'm seeing recently. I can't really see a place for him on the team. Just this one, since Judge came back in the lineup now, it's been phenomenal. So I just wanted to see hear your thoughts on the Ellsbury treatment for Donaldson as Cashman kind of silently taking accountability for the bad move he made there.
No, it sounds like that once he's back, I mean, Aaron Boone said once he's back, he's going to be the everyday third baseman. I'm with you. I'm fine. Like, if I wasn't concerned about LeMahieu breaking down, I'm fine with LeMahieu at third base.
I think it's a better option, actually.
Well, they like the idea of having LeMahieu be able to bounce around and give guys days off.
I understand that, but you're better.
But I ain't giving, like, do I want to give Rizzo a day off right now? No, absolutely not.
Of course not. Glaber, no.
No, Volpe at short, and you got LeMahieu
right,
at third.
You know who Stan your guys
gonna,
are.
Stan's going to DH.
See, for me, when Donaldson comes back, he would be the guy that spells LeMahieu, not the other way around.
But he can only play third.
Okay.
LeMahieu's a Gold Glove second baseman, can play first.
Well, then I play LeMahieu at third. Right, he's my primary third baseman, and if I give him a day off there a week, then it's Donaldson. And then if Volpe needs a day off, then you know maybe I guess not Volpe, but Glaber Torres,
no,
then I move to second.
No, it's a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea.
No, it is a bad idea. The beauty of LeMahieu, and I'm not saying I agree with it, is that he can play three different positions. Volpe's a young kid, so he's not going to need the kind of rest that the veteran guys are going to need.
Right. No, I understand that. I'm saying. So I'm going to play in a perfect world for what I would do.
In a perfect world, Stanton could play the outfield.
But that's not
possible.
In the
utopia world.
That's not possible.
Because
he
now...
He can't. Breakdown. Yeah, right. He can't.
So we're going to use LeMahieu to give Torres a day off.
Which is fine.
Rizzo a day off.
So play him 4 days at third base, and then maybe a day at second and a day at first.
No, but you're losing Donaldson's bat now. You can't.
I don't want Donaldson's bat.
Well, they do.
Well, that's the mistake.
Like Donaldson,
you're making it sound like Donaldson is someone that I bring in, and all of a sudden now my lineup gets better. I think it's a detractor.
Well, it's going to lengthen the lineup. I mean, as long as
if he's batting for LeMahieu,
no, but you're missing the point though. If you're going to be committed, like if you want Donaldson to be a part of the lineup, he can't play once every fifth day. I mean, that's useless for him. Like LeMahieu, you're going to play. I mean, could play almost every day because he's going to play second.
So
first,
3 days a week at Donaldson is not okay. It's either he's got to play every day or not play at all?
I'm okay with having no Donaldson.
Right.
if you ask me. But they're trying to keep LeMahieu healthy, too.
I understand that. But
he's been hurt the last couple
years. I think they're a better team with LeMahieu at third base and not Donaldson.
I totally agree with you.
Okay. All right. So we're arguing just to argue.
No, I don't even think we're arguing. We're just hashing things out.
We're talking.
LeMahieu has adds the versatility outside of making him bunt twice for no reason.
You think they made him or you think that was on him?
That's not on him.
You think?
No, he doesn't want to bite it. I told you, he has two sack bunts. Well,
Why would you do it the second time?
Because they felt good about it.
I mean, the first time, I'm okay with.
The guy's
maybe you catch him, you know, off guard. The second time, why would you possibly do that?
I don't know.
That was a terrible bunt. It was the easiest play you've ever seen.
The guy throws a filthy sinker. Filthy.
Terrible decision.
You trying to bunt that? Forget it.
And then Torres
and you've only
like,
done it twice since 2019?
You know, taking a sightseeing tour on the way home.
Well, the problem with that is he had such a good read on the Rizzo bloop that there was some thought that maybe he could have tried to score there. But
no.
First and third, one out, and you got nothing.
Yeah, but you know what? Judge saved your bacon yet again. Let's go to Steve in the truck. Good morning, Steve. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Morning, Rick. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I wanted to... the lineup, I think, unfortunately, with Donaldson, they're gonna play him. I mean, you know, and it sucks because I agree. I think we could do without him. But I think he's going to kind of take up a spot right now as somebody that's hot. But I really think this lineup's a lot more balanced. I love Volpe. I think I know he hasn't necessarily been the hottest guy on the team, but he just seems to have that energy that I think in the playoffs this year, I really think he's going to make a difference. And, you know, but again, it's all about them staying healthy, and I understand that. They have to be healthy because I think if we go in to the playoffs like we were a couple weeks ago before we started getting pieces back, I think that's where we're really going to fall apart. But, I think we also need to go into the playoffs not having one guy carry the team like Judge did.
I don't think you will.
I agree. I think that.
I don't think that's a concern this season. I think that you're a much deeper team this year than you were last year.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, ultimately, you have older players. Like LeMahieu over the last couple of years has been hurt.
Well, no, I think injuries could be a concern.
Right. I mean, that's the beauty of the young player is that, I mean, Volpe is, I mean, usually younger players stay healthy. And you're hoping that Stanton, when he's back, he's fully back. And that's it. And Rodon's back doesn't act up. But, I mean, you're going to have, and Beto was great for them in the playoffs last year, is having the ability that when, you know, you're going up against the best staffs in baseball and they're not giving up home runs, can you find a way to score runs?
I actually have an update on Carlos Rodon.
And I would say this, too.
I mean, RJ, did you hear that?
Well, because I was going to say it before we started talking. I would give Rortvedt some time to see what he could be.
Sure.
Let's go to Mike.
Hold on.
I steamroll you right over your face. Is what I do. RJ, did you hear what happened?
I think it was a good idea what you tried to do.
I mean, we're talking Rodon, the injury. I have an update on Rodon's recovery from Boone.
Yeah, but we were talking lineup.
And then I bring it up, and it's just like, no, I don't want to hear that.
Why are you
right
so
now
adamant about playing sound? I mean, we can't just talk?
Of course we can talk.
I feel like it's a crutch to you.
If I don't need crutches.
I've seen you walk.
I don't need, you know what? I can turn my mic off and let you go all by yourself.
This almost happened again.
Give me all your money.
I'll walk out.
I think we know what happened. You know, in Green Bay, when Aaron Rodgers, when he was unhappy, he's happy now, when he was unhappy.
Yeah.
Didn't like the play call, kind of just flinging it out of bounds, eye roll. I think that's what Rick did. Wasn't time to move on in his mind.
Okay.
He kept going.
When you're ready to hear about Rodon, let me know.
We're chopping up baseball. We're talking lineups. Why can't we just have some fun?
We can, but what do you mean? These guys take all their time in the morning. They get here at 3 o'clock in the morning to cut up the sound. I have beautiful sound right in front of me.
Yeah, because they realize
don't play it.
Well, because you're limited.
I'm limited.
You're limited.
I'm limited?
They feel like, yeah, well, because
I'll sit here and read a book on
some
air.
Some hosts need guests.
All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements.
Oh, my God. You can't bring out COVID voice.
Some hosts need guests as crutches. You have...
I have sound.
Sound.
That's what you're saying? Yeah. And what's your crutch?
I don't have one.
You can't host the show. You can't.
You.
Yeah.
Carrying you.
Carrying
it's my
me.
My crutch. I need a big giant baby Bjorn for you.
I carry you.
No.
Without me, this show dies. We've discussed this. All right, you know what? I'm going to take the next 4 minutes off. It's 4 minutes. Go.
No.
Juggling.
Let's see what you got.
Okay, listen.
Because you can't.
No, I can't. I have no interest in doing it. None.
RJ, how long do you think we make it before it goes completely off the rails if I stop talking for the rest of the day?
I'm going to go with the Chiefs and lay the net in
38 seconds.
I've hosted shows before.
Then go ahead.
I don't choose to.
Because you can't.
Boop.
I choose.
It's not within
to.
Your purview.
Play your stupid sound.
No, I don't want to play it now.
I want to hear it.
No, now I don't care. I'll play a different sound. You want to hear from Buck Showalter?
No.
What do you want to hear?
RJ, I just pressed it. It's not working. It says it's playing, but it's not making any noise.
No, because you get off the button.
I have my
you don't know how to do
I
it properly.
It, so.
See? No, no.
I'm glad
right
he's
over.
Here.
I don't want to hear
how
what
bad
you're
he
saying,
wants
Aaron.
To get out
not
there.
Interested.
I know
la, 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 la. I'll play it. Stop it. Turn it down, Raymond.
Be a pillar in that rotation.
Because it's not set up properly. It didn't start from the beginning. There's a way. You don't understand the process. Trust the process.
The process is dead.
Here's Aaron Boone. The full cut from beginning to end on Carlos Rodon's recovery.
You know, he's moving in a good direction now. We want to keep that momentum going. I know he's out throwing a 120 today and looked even more so than I would have expected. So I'm glad he's here. I know how bad he wants to get out there. I know it's killing him. You know, he understands, you know, he signed here to come be a pillar in that rotation. And so I know it's killing him not to be out there. So, but we also want to make sure, you know, we do right by him too and make sure that when he does come back, he's able to be that guy we expect. And, you know, hopefully we've started down that road now.
That's a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, right. That's what we call a show speed bump is what you just gave us.
You know what? It was put on my screen.
It was 40
so
seconds.
So what you're doing is lost. You're taking shots at RJ, right?
Everybody. Everybody.
That's not a shot at me. Wait, I didn't know how bland and boring that was going to be.
I mean, did we need that? No.
Then they shouldn't have put it
what
on
are
my
we
screen.
Up to? Nothing.
Well, he misses baseball.
Oh, great.
He's desperate to get
he was
back.
Awesome. He's throwing from 120 feet. Super.
Yeah, that's important for him.
Stop.
He's getting closer. All right. What
you
do we know?
Up.
We're May. I didn't mess up. We're May. Today's what? The 24th, isn't it?
Today is the 24th.
All right. July 4th. Do we see Rodon by July 4th?
Well, usually it's what? 6 weeks? Kind of gets himself ramped
up. That's
right
in that range.
Yeah. As long as the back stays okay. I mean, you got the shots. So, I mean, how long do the shots last?
If it's depends.
If it's a chronic back injury.
That's what's terrifying. Because as someone who has a back issue, when they say chronic, this could come back at any time. Same as it could with Rizzo, right? This comes back.
Well, I think you expect at some point Rizzo's going to have something go with the back.
Exactly that.
Right.
So, God forbid Rizzo has it at the wrong time.
Yeah, that's where you cross your feet. That's where we keep going back to the health.
I mean,
that's
you got to give these guys the days off in the regular season. But with the back, it doesn't. There's no rhyme or reason.
You just never
sometimes
know.
You just never know. Wake up one day and just not feel well. Anthony in Holbrook. Anthony wants to take shots. Go ahead, Anthony. You're on 98.7.
What's up, guys? I'm not taking shots. I'm just calling a spade for, you know, as it stands right now, it should just be called the Rick Show. Like, I think without Dave, the show goes up. Rick could talk about his hockey story.
Yeah.
Rick could talk about how great of a dad he is, how of a man's man. He's coached so many youth sports. He's done so much. He could have a solo show for 4 hours and run New York. We don't need it, Dave. We don't. And you belittle a poor guy. You belittle
you would
him for
be,
no reason.
You know what? You would rip your hair from the roots if Rick did his own show. That's what you want to hear? You want to hear 4 hours about him being a father and how he coaches Little League baseball?
Big win last night.
No. Now you're poo-pooing him now. The man is a legend amongst men. And without him, the show goes down.
This is your buddy, isn't it?
This is one of the great calls we've ever taken on the show.
That has to be like Cousin Anthony.
No.
Honestly.
That's not Cousin Anthony.
That was Anthony DiPietro.
No. Yeah. No, that was Anthony from Holbrook. One of the great calls we've ever taken. Man's not wrong.
Let's give it a try.
You do belittle me.
I can get out of here right now.
You try to beat me down.
I'll be in bed by 8 o'clock.
This is what happens.
Fast asleep. I'll
you
watch
don't
some
want
tennis. Watch some Masters Jeopardy.
I've turned you in to a star. Star. No one ever saw the side of Dave Rothenberg. Pumpkin Dave. I'm the cat now. No one ever saw that before.
Right.
It was just bleh.
I was just bland.
You were just a beautiful you're a beautiful piece of meat. Wagyu beef. But without the proper seasoning, it's just
beef.
No. Salt, a little pepper, yada D, yada do.
Chef's kiss. Yeah?
Big time. I eat you up.
I think we should still try you doing the show by yourself. I think that'd be entertaining for everybody. Because like Anthony said, we could listen to you.
You said you'd tear your hair out.
I mean, I think, no. I think people would want to.
No.
I think we would have Debbie give us traffic updates. She's like, someone just drove off the road because
no,
it was
Debbie
so
would
boring.
Want to be in studio listening to
she
my stories.
She would be like, someone just drove right off the GW. Intentionally, because the show was so horrible.
Give me all your money.
It would be, could you imagine
give
how
me all your money.
It would be? Even Santiago and Raymond, let's be honest, we have issues. What would the show be if it was Rick solo?
It wouldn't be what it is now, I'll tell you that.
You guys are the worst.
And he's laughing at you.
You wonder why I don't have the confidence to spread my wings.
You have more than enough confidence. That's all you do is spread your wings in there. What are you even talking about?
Do you remember when I was supposed to go to California for a wedding? And I was like, I might have to leave at like 9:35. And there was like, no, no, you cannot leave a little early.
Yeah, because it's not the show.
Chaos breaks out.
Yeah, well, this is the show.
This is the show.
Did you feel
it's
good without RJ?
It's DePietro and...
Yeah, we could bring in Gordon for you.
You see what I dealt with? No, and he said nothing.
He doesn't know.
I had to finish it.
Yeah, I missed RJ.
We all did.
Of course we did.
This is what happens. Then all of a sudden you're not here. Grasso shows up. He's talking in a weird accent for 30 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.